Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're your shortcut to, well, really understanding things. Today, we're getting into internal audit. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Spreadsheets, right? But it's actually kind of the secret weapon for how organizations make sure they're running smoothly, ethically, effectively. It's way more strategic than it sounds.
It really is. You know, people often think of it as just this independent checking function. And okay, formally, it is an independent objective assurance and consulting activity. That's the textbook bit. But really, its power lies in looking ahead, finding risks, yeah, but also opportunities, things that could trip the company up or ways it could genuinely improve. It's like having an internal truth teller. And importantly, while it's not usually required by law, it's definitely best practice, especially for, you know, bigger or more complex outfits where maybe fraud risk is higher or management just wants that ongoing check.
Okay, let's unpack that a bit. Because you mentioned checking, and I think that immediately brings up a really common confusion point. Internal versus external audit. They sound similar. People get them mixed up all the time, but they're fundamentally different beasts, aren't they?
Totally different. Think about who they're for. External audit, that's mainly for the shareholders. Their job is to give an opinion on the financial statements. Is this public report accurate? That kind of thing.
Right, the public-facing report card.
Exactly. Internal audit, though, that's for management. For the board, it's focused inwards on improving how the company actually works. How efficient is it? Are the internal processes solid?
So the reports aren't public then?
Nope, strictly internal. And the scope reflects that difference too. External audit is primarily about verifying the financial numbers. Internal audit? Well, its scope is much broader. It's driven by what management needs, what the strategic risks are.
And the relationship is different too, right? External auditors have to be totally separate. Independent.
Absolutely crucial. That independence. Now, internal auditors, they can be employees of the company. Which, you know, obviously creates a bit of a challenge. How do you stay truly objective if you're part of the team?
Mm-hmm.
Which is why sometimes companies outsource the internal audit function to get that clear independence, maybe bring in some specialist skills they don't have in-house.
Okay, so it's this internal group, ideally objective, looking at more than just finance. What else are they typically doing? What kind of assignments really show their value?
Oh, lots of things. Assessing corporate governance, how risks are managed, testing those internal controls we mentioned, making sure the company's following laws and regulations. And yeah, fraud prevention and detection is definitely part of it.
Right.
But some of the really interesting stuff comes from assignments like value for money reviews. We call them the three E's: economy, efficiency, effectiveness.
Okay. Like what?
Well, imagine a hospital. An internal audit might look at the economy of buying supplies. Are they getting good value? Then the efficiency of processes, like how many patients are treated per clinic session. And finally, effectiveness, are patient outcomes actually improving? Things like recovery rates.
Ah, I see. Connecting the process to the result.
Exactly. Or they might do an operational audit. Maybe they find like three different departments are all manually typing in the same customer information. It sounds small, but it's inefficient, leads to errors.
A classic bottleneck.
Right. So the audit recommends integrating the systems. Suddenly, you save loads of time, reduced errors. That's real value add. It's about making the whole system work better.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, you mentioned outsourcing internal audit. You get independence, maybe specialist skills.
Mm-hmm.
What are the potential downsides, the things companies might not think about initially?
Well, it's definitely a trade-off. You gain that outside perspective, which is valuable. But you can lose some of that deep day-to-day understanding of the company culture and the nuances that someone working inside picks up over time.
Kind of that gut feeling.
Sort of, yeah. And you're also bound by the contract. An in-house team might have more flexibility to suddenly pivot or dig deeper into something unexpected, whereas an outsourced team might be more constrained by the agreed scope of work. It's just something to balance.
So bringing it all together,
mm-hmm.
Internal audit isn't just checking boxes. It's really this crucial function for keeping an organization healthy and improving. It looks across the whole operation, finds those hidden problems or opportunities.
Mm-hmm. It helps turn what seems like just compliance into actual improvement, making sure things don't just work, but work better.
Right, optimizing things.
Which actually brings up an interesting thought for you listening. Think about those core principles of internal audit. Independence, objectivity, that focus on economy, efficiency, effectiveness. How could you maybe apply that kind of critical thinking to your own work, or even, you know, the information you consume? What systems in your world could benefit from a little audit to see if they could be improved? Where could a bit more objectivity unlock something new, something to think about?